Horace presents Hogan's Daughter, starring Shirley Booth. Wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. The problem of finding a job is a big problem everywhere these days. Do you look in the paper? Do you go to an employment agency? What? A time-honored recipe is to consult a friend who is working, which is why we find Hogan's red-headed, blue-eyed daughter, Phyllis, having lunch with her confidant and advisor, Laverne, in their old rendezvous with the Gypsy Tea Shop.
You know something, Laverne? The food in here is getting worse every time.
You said it, and when they start cutting down on potato chips.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, Laverne, the reason I asked you to lunch in the first place, I just about reached a financial crisis. Do you realize wedgies have been around for 5 years and I never even had a pair?
Well, don't put your money in wedgies, Phyllis. Put your money in a plunging neckline.
What money? That's just the trouble. I haven't got enough money to plunge my neckline from here to here. And look at this dress. I imagine you're sick of looking at it.
That's all right. It's nice material.
So it's nice material. I never did like it. I tell you, I gotta have a job, Laverne. And you said...
Yeah, I know, Phyllis. Just as soon as I find the right spot, I'm going to see what I can do.
What do you mean, the right spot? Any old job. I'll take any old job at all. Secretarial, you said.
Look, you got to give me a little chance to get set myself before I start acing you in. I've been there 2 weeks, but they ain't put me in charge of personnel yet.
Well, I just thought you'd know if they was looking for anybody, you know, if they need anybody.
Sure. For instance, I heard Mr. Arcoli say yesterday they needed a girl in his department.
Did you mention about me?
No, I didn't, because it just so happens Mr. Arcoli is one of the toughest men in the office to work for. Nobody likes to take letters from him.
But I'm in no position to pick and choose, Laverne.
No, but Mr. Arcoli is. And frankly, Phil, I don't know how good your shorthand and typing is.
I passed them both in business school. B minus in typing, and I don't remember what my shorthand grade was, but I passed.
Look, I got news for you. You can get awful rusty in both them subjects. Well, the whole first week when I sat down at the typewriter, I squeaked.
Oh, here comes a gypsy. Shall we grab her? We can't get decent food in this place. We might as well get a reading. Well, never mind. The girl's at the next table better.
Well, as I was saying, you can get plenty rusty, so you mustn't get over.
I don't see why you should worry about me getting fired already, Laverne. What I'm interested in is vice versa.
Yeah, I know, but I have to... Well, I got to think about myself a little, too. I don't feel so safe there myself yet, and the first thing I do, I sell him another lemon. It might be curtains for both of us.
Well, if you consider me a lemon, Laverne, let's just simply forget about the whole thing. Do all a B-minus in typing at the Dahlgren Business College. Plenty of girls only got a C.
Okay, so you're the world champion shorthand and typewriting expert. All I'm doing, Phyllis, I'm trying to find the right spot for you. When I find it, I'll do my best.
Well, as long as you realize I'm desperate.
Oh.
Well, hello, girls. I'm Madame Zaza. How about a little reading today, huh? Tea leaves? Oh, you're having coffee. Well,
yeah.
Palm reading, cards, anything.
Oh, how about it, Laverne? You want it?
Well, I don't know. You want it, Phyllis?
Well, what can we lose? You want to go first?
Oh, I think I'll skip it. You go ahead. You want to pull up a chair, Madame Zaza?
Oh, thanks. Well, now. Card, palm, feel your head. Haven't got a crystal ball.
Well, I think I'll try palm reading. That's the most scientific.
Yeah.
After all, your hand is part of you. Why shouldn't it show something? Is right over or left?
I look at them both, okay?
Okay.
Oh, you have beautiful hands.
Oh, thanks.
They tell me very much. In your left, I see suffering.
Yeah?
You have lived deeply. You have loved, but only lightly.
Mm.
But the right hand holds the future, and there I see love.
Well,
I see a long life. I see... Oh, what is this I see?
What?
I see a piece of good fortune coming to you very soon. Very soon.
Yeah? What
Madame Zaza has spoken. Well, see you later, girls.
Well, gee, thanks a lot.
What an act. Say, what was that about you have loved lightly?
Marvin, I guess.
Well, you gotta admit she called that one, but the rest of it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Still and all, how do we know she don't know something?
You kidding?
Well, don't be silly, Laverne. I don't believe in fortune tellers, if that's what you're inferring. Only, it could happen. One time a fortune teller told Mom she was going to meet somebody, and she did.
Your old man?
No, her first husband. She didn't have any warning about Pop. But just supposing this Madame Zaza happened to be right. I wonder what kind of... what did she say? A piece of good fortune. Mm. You know, that could be anything, Laverne. But in the meantime, watch out for a job for me, will you?
Hey, fellas. Hey, Phil. What are you doing?
What? Oh, Marvin, I didn't see you.
Yeah, I was just in your house there looking for you.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to ask how come you're not working. 3 o'clock.
I am working. I'm supposed to be out buying a special part for a setup on Western Avenue. Only a guy came in the shop with a couple of tickets for a radio show, and I thought you might like to go.
Oh, I'd love to, Marvin. Are you sure you won't get into trouble?
Oh, I can't go. I was just going to give you the tickets. Huh? It's the Rafto program. One of those things where they give away prizes every week.
Marvin, that's it. Marvin.
What's the matter?
I just had lunch at the Gypsy Tea Shop, and she told me that I was going to have a piece of good fortune very soon. Very soon. She said it twice.
Yeah?
Well, that's only a half an hour ago. How soon can you get? This has got to be it, Marvin, don't you see?
Yeah, but,
well,
Phil,
of course, I don't believe it, really. Only, it might be. Why don't you come along and watch me win the jackpot or whatever it is?
Oh, now, Phil, how can
I... get away for an hour? Who'd know?
Oh, gee, I wonder if I could buy this condenser in a hurry. Maybe I could get one at Lindblom's place.
Yeah, try it, Marvin, try.
Okay, I'll try it. And if I can find
one... Pick me up at home, Marvin. I'll get dressed right away so I'll be all ready.
Dressed? Holy smoke, why do you have to...
That's okay. You can go just as you are. Goodbye, Marvin. And keep your fingers crossed. Mom, could you possibly press a blouse for me quick while I take a shower? I washed it this morning. It should be dry.
Well, if I can get an iron hot, what's all the rush?
Oh, Mom, you wouldn't believe it. I just had lunch at the Gypsy Tea Shop, and it's coming true already.
What are you talking about? And don't be dropping your clothes here in the kitchen.
I'm so excited. Mom, the Gypsy told me I was going to have a terrific break real soon. Very soon, she said. And what do you think? Mom's going to take me to a radio program where they give away prizes. Money, too.
Well, that's fine, darling. Only I wouldn't count on it. Lots of people go to those things, and only a few get a crack at the prize.
Oh, Mom, I know it might not work out. Only...
Is this the blouse?
Yeah. I know it might not work out. Only, why take a chance? You may be right. When Marvin turns up with the tickets only 10 minutes later, well, it couldn't be just a coincidence. Is the iron hot? I'll get in the shower. Gee, thanks a lot, Mom.
Just like her father, before I stopped him buying sweepstakes tickets. Where do they get these ideas? Hello? Oh, hello, Laverne. Well, she's in the shower. Yeah, just a second. Phyllis! Phyllis, Laverne's on the phone.
Oh, Laverne, we'll take a message, will you, Mom?
Laverne, honey, give me the message, can you? Or should she call you back? At 4 o'clock. Oh, gee, that's marvelous, Laverne. You're a good friend to take the trouble. Yeah, I'll tell her. Thanks. Goodbye. Well, maybe the gypsy lady knew something after all.
Got the blouse done, Mom? Marvin will be calling for me any minute.
Now, hold your horses. Laverne just called about a job down there.
Oh, that's fine. Here, Mom, that's good enough.
Now, just a minute. Laverne said that you were supposed to see the personnel manager down there at 4 o'clock.
Today?
Well, sure, today. Now, maybe that's what the gypsy had in mind.
Oh, Mom, don't be ridiculous. Gypsies don't predict jobs. Jobs are hard work. Gypsies predict you know, pots of gold.
But what about this personnel manager?
I'll see him tomorrow. I gotta get dressed now, Mom. I'll call Laverne later and explain.
Phyllis Hogan, do you mean to stand there and tell me you're passing up an interview for a position just to go to some silly broadcast?
I got him, Mom. It's safe. I just remembered something just now in the shower that makes it certain.
And what's that?
This is July, and I was born under Capricorn.
Back to Hogan's daughter in a moment. In the meantime, remember this. When your cigarette leaves a stale, musty, smoked-out taste in your mouth, that's cigarette hangover. When your cigarette leaves your throat tight, dry, uncomfortable, that's cigarette hangover. Yes, that's what takes the joy out of smoking. And when that happens to you, it's time to change to Philip Morris. Remember, Philip Morris is the one, the only cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. That fact is recognized by eminent medical authorities. No other cigarette can make that statement. Remember, top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists actually suggest Philip Morris in cases of irritation due to smoking. That's why we say, if you're tired of cigarette hangover, join the millions and change to Philip Morris. You, too, will discover in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than you've ever known before. Yes, you'll be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette. Now back to Hogan's daughter, who has chosen to follow fortune rather than see a man about a job. We find ourselves with Phyllis Hogan and Marvin sitting in the front row of an air-conditioned, sound-conditioned studio of the United Broadcasters.
Yes, sir. Here today, ladies. You're a wonderful, lively audience, and I'd like to say right now, I think you're all darn good sports, too. Don't you agree with me, Fred? They're darn good sports. Yes, sir. Now, in just 1 minute, by our studio clock here, we're going to have our giant jackpot question. But first, a word from our sponsor.
He's got a nice personality, ain't he, Marvin?
Yeah, he's smooth, all right. How did he think of all them things to say?
Ladies, have you tried Rafto? Rafto is the marvelous new shampoo that makes your hair more glamorous. Six ways. Rafto makes hair up to three shades glossier. Rafto gives your hair up to 50% more glints in it. Rafto makes you yourself up to 1.5 times more alluring. Rafto comes in three convenient sizes. The dainty 25-cent tube, so handy for your purse. The unique jar for your dressing table, 50 cents. And the giant economy barrel for only $10. Try Rafto tomorrow.
Try it once and it didn't do a thing for me.
Yeah?
All right, ladies, all right, all right. And now we come to our giant jackpot question. Only three members of the audience will get a chance to answer it this afternoon. So you look now at the number you were handed when you came in. And if I call your number, you're one of the lucky three.
I'm number 26. That's a lucky number for me.
I'm 27.
And here's the first number. Number 184.
Oh, gee, not even close.
Oh, I see we have a lady with number 184. She's coming up here on the stage.
I got a feeling 26 is coming next, Marvin. I don't know. I just got a feeling.
While number 184 is making her way up here, we'll call the next number. Number 293. Number 293.
And if she ain't here, then somebody else will get a chance.
Oh, she's here. They're all here.
Probably some friend of the announcer's.
Oh, there she is, right in the second row there. She heard me call her number.
Well, did I tell you he knew right where she was?
Number 293 is coming up here on the stage. And now for our third contestant, we're going to try something a little different here today. Variety is the spice of life, they say. Yes, indeed. And I'll just announce the third contestant will be the first lady from the audience who can get up here and touch this music stand.
Go it, Bill! Go it, Bill!
Well, thank you, Mrs. Ray. Here they come, all pretty close. There's two ladies out in front. Here comes another one. The winner! Yes, sir. Well...
Well, now. Well, let's get our breath here, shall we, after that exciting race? And I want to tell you other ladies that you ran mighty well, too. And I'll tell you what you're going to do. We're going to give every lady that managed to get up here on the stage a free trial tube of Rapto for making it such a good race. How's that, ladies? Fair enough? Well, you hand out those, Fred, while I have a little chat with our winner here. And now, what's your name, young lady, if I may ask?
Phyllis Hogan.
You can really tell Phyllis has been running, can't you, folks? Now, Phyllis Hogan, is that right?
That's right.
I see. Well, now tell me, Phyllis, do you live here in New York, or are you from somewhere out of town?
I live in New York on East 53rd Street.
East 53rd Street! Well, good for you, Phyllis, that's fine. Now, can you tell me who sponsors this program? What product?
Rapto.
Right! Rapto, the marvelous new shampoo that makes your hair glamorous 6 ways! Oh, Phyllis, tell me, did you ever try Rapto on your hair?
Yes, sir, I did. And I want to say, I want to tell everybody I think it's just marvelous for the hair.
Well, now, thank you very much. We're very much obliged to you, Phyllis, for that sincere, unsolicited testimonial. And I'm sure it was sincere, wasn't it?
So help me, mister. Hope I may never see my...
You bet it was sincere. And now we come to your big moment. Are you, married, Phyllis?
No, sir.
Oh, but I'll bet you've got plenty of boyfriends. One special boyfriend, is he listening in?
Oh, he better be. He's right out there in the audience.
Oh, you've got a grand sense of humor, too, Phyllis. And I know your boyfriend must be listening out there. Now, how about your family? Are they listening?
Oh, no, my mother never
listens. What's that?
Well, she's generally out shopping at this particular time, buying Rapto. For me and her both.
Well, a real family of Rapto users. All right, now you've heard the list of prizes, including a trip to Asbury Park with all expenses paid and $200 in cash. And I'll explain once more that if none of the contestants win the prize, the money is used to buy Rapto for our armed forces overseas. Now, ready for the question, Phyllis?
I hope so.
Well, here it is. What great American said, "Give me liberty or give me death"?
George Washington.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is not the right answer. Better luck next time, and we're happy to present you with this handy tube of Rapto, the shampoo that makes your hair glamorous 6 ways.
Marvin, walk faster, for goodness sake. Honest, I never was so mad in my whole life. And I'm certainly going to tell
you...
Why don't he look where he's going?
Oh, gee, you walk right into him, Phil.
Well, why don't he look where he's going? You know, I bet I could have them people arrested. Only I'd rather just give them a piece of my mind.
Have who arrested?
Who do you think? That gypsy in the gypsy tea shop. Tell me I was due for a big piece of good fortune. What happened?
Well, how can you figure it's her fault? You were up there, you had your chance, all you had to say was Patrick Henry. How could the gypsy figure you don't know that?
Well, in the first place, I knew the answer. I just didn't happen to say it. In the second place, she told me I was going to be lucky. Well, I'm lucky. Lucky!
Gee, if you'd have looked at me, I would have told you the answer. Look, Phil, you could tell what I'm saying now, even if you couldn't hear me, couldn't you? Patrick Henry. Sure, it would have been a cinch. But oh, no, you got to holler out George Washington. Boy, $200.
Well, don't make me any madder than I am, Marvin. I know I lost $200. Not only that, I might have lost out on a job this afternoon, thanks to Miss Gypsy. We almost went past the place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell the manager of this place what I think of him. I spend plenty of money in here, too. I wouldn't be surprised if I had lunch in here once a week on the average. Aren't you coming in with me?
Well, honest, I don't like the idea, Phil. I mean, who's supposed to believe this stuff anyhow? It's just to sell more lunches.
Are you accusing me of being superstitious, Marvin, by any chance? Because if you...
No, no, but, well, why do you have to go and make a whole big thing out of it?
Well, I'm sorry, Marvin, if you're the type of fellow that lets ladies fight their battles all alone. Thank you for taking me to the program, and goodbye.
Hey, wait, Phil. Wait, I'll go in with you, only I don't like it.
I'd like to see the manager.
Well, I'm the assistant manager. Can I help you?
I want to see the manager right away.
Well, I'm in charge here, madam. The manager is at our downtown restaurant. Now, what was it in regards to?
I got a complaint.
Hey, Phil, everybody's listening.
Well, let them listen. I wish to complain about the so-called gypsy that you got here telling fortunes.
Yes.
And I'd like to know what kind of an establishment you're trying to run here. This gypsy made a prediction for me at lunch today, and it just so happens that she told me I was going to be very lucky today. For your information...
Madam, please.
Kindly let me finish.
But, madam, please.
Miss, for your information, I not only lost $200 on a jackpot on the radio, but maybe a position. And at a good salary.
Phil, everybody's listening to you. I can't...
Let them listen.
Madam, we do not guarantee the predictions of our fortune tellers.
Well, then what good are they? Tell me that.
Besides, the gypsy that took care of you at lunch today... It was today, madam.
Yeah.
That gypsy is no longer with us.
She must have known she'd give me a bum reading. She knew I'd come back.
No, she got married this afternoon.
A big fat woman like her? Well, I demand satisfaction anyhow. I got a complaint here, and I...
All right. Just what is it you want from us, madam?
What do I want?
Yeah, Phil. What do you want from him?
Well, at the very least, I want the price of my lunch. I had a 65-cent special.
A pleasure. $50, $60, $65.
Okay, maybe you won't be given such careless readings in the future. Come on, Marvin. What's the matter, Marvin? You seem kind of quiet.
Me? Well, I didn't think I was being particularly quiet.
You didn't say a word since 49th Street. You thinking of something?
Yeah, maybe I was thinking. Gosh, I...
What, Marvin?
Oh, nothing.
Well, it must have been something.
Well... I was just wondering what Mr. Kluger's going to say when I blow in the shop. I might be fired already.
Oh, he couldn't do that, Marvin. You're an expert.
Yeah, well, sure, but there's lots of experts that can do what I do.
Not for the money Mr. Kluger pays you. I mean...
Oh, you'd be surprised. Anyway, I don't know if he'll believe I was all afternoon trying to buy a condenser for that dame on Western Avenue. I wasn't either.
See, Marvin, I hope I haven't gotten you in any trouble. It's all that gypsy's fault. Well, I promise I won't ever pay any more attention to tea leaves or fortune tellers again. Not that I believed her in the first place.
What I can't figure out is how you can bust in there and raise all that... Oh, you know. Gosh, I never saw you get sore like that before. Do you get mad like that very often?
Well, you know how the Irish are. My papa's a terrible temper sometimes.
Yeah? Gee.
Marlon... I don't want you to get the idea that I'm like that.
No, but just now you...
Well, I'm never like that. I don't know what got into me. Why, I'm the quietest person you ever saw. People can give me the wrong change and they never say a thing.
Yeah, me too.
Can't imagine how I went in there and said all that stuff. Must have been that gypsy put a hex on me or something. Well, not really, you know.
Well, you sure told them off.
But I'm not like that, Marvin. Well, only yesterday in the Madison Avenue bus, a woman shoved me and stole a seat right out from under my nose.
Boy, they do that to me all the time. Women especially.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure glad you're not like that.
Marvin, have you got a penny?
Sure, what for?
The scale there in front of the drugstore.
Oh, you ain't overweight. You just want one of those cards with your fortune on it.
Well, I thought I could get weighed and... check that gypsy at the same time.
How will you check her?
Well, if I get the same answer I got from Madame Zaza, or if I don't.
Well, what does that prove?
Nothing, I guess. But let me put the penny in anyways, Marvin.
Oh, you still believe in fortunes. Don't kid me.
No, I don't. Only it don't do any harm to look ahead a little, does it?
All right. But you got to get on a scale first.
I know. Here's a card. You will be influenced by a tall, dark man. Isn't that the silliest thing?
Yeah.
Who do I know that's tall and dark? Silly. I suppose I could meet someone, though.
Turn it over, Phil. Turn the ticket over.
Why?
Well, it gives you weight.
Oh. 226 pounds. The scale's crazy.
No, it ain't. I may not be tall and dark, but I'm on the scales with you.
Oh, Marvin, what do people think? Broad daylight. Marvin, let go of me. Marvin.
Now do you believe in them things?
Well, what happens next? You'll find out in just a moment, but first, an important word to smokers everywhere.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful feeling.
It's a wonderful, wonderful feeling to wake up fresh with no cigarette hangover.
Yes, that's something more and more smokers who have changed to Philip Morris are discovering every day. Millions of new smokers now enjoying in Philip Morris a milder smoke, a fresher, cleaner smoke than they've ever known before.
And for a good reason. For in Philip Morris, they enjoy the one cigarette proved definitely less irritating, definitely milder than any other leading brand. Yes, it's actually suggested by top-ranking doctors, eminent nose and throat specialists, in cases of irritation due to smoking.
Doesn't it make good sense for you, too, to try Philip Morris? Yes, join the millions and see what a difference it makes, what a pleasure it is to smoke America's finest cigarette. Next time you step up to a cigarette counter, call for Philip Morris. And remember, you will be glad tomorrow you smoked Philip Morris today. Now let's look into our crystal ball and see what the future holds for Hogan's daughter next week.
Phyllis, what in the world?
Oh, Mom, now you made me drop it.
Well, if you don't look silly.
Well, it ain't so silly if you want to know. It says in Lois Lane's column, if you walk with a book on your head, it improves your posture.
Oh.
It says girls with good posture get noticed more.
Well, if you ask me, you should be studying that book, not balancing it on your head. It ain't just going to leak through your skull, you know.
Well, sticks and stones may break my bones.
Well, you can stand some brushing up, especially your shorthand. You got this chance at a job after all these weeks, and I just hope you don't blow it. That's all.
Oh, I ain't going to blow it. Because Lois Lane says first impressions are very important. And am I going to make a first impression?
Will she, or will she blow it? Listen again next week to Hogan's Daughter. Until then...
Hope for Philip Morris!
Friends, remember this. If you're tired of cigarette hangover, call for the one cigarette that gives you a milder, fresher, cleaner smoke. Yes, from now on...
Hope for
good night, Johnny. See you next Tuesday, same time, same station, when Philip Morris again will present Shirley Booth as Hogan's Daughter, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. And don't forget to listen to Horace Heidt's original Youth Opportunity program next Sunday over all these same stations. Until then... smoke a pipe?
You get real solace, comfort, and pleasure from Revelation Pipe Tobacco.